הנה, כמו שצורך במעשים, כך צורך נקיוס במידס. Just like a person needs nikias in his actions, that his actions have to be exactly the way the Rebbeinu Shalom wants them, exactly the way the Torah prescribes. Kach tzorach nikias b'midas, a person needs nikias in his midas as well.
Aren't actions outcomes of midas?
U'kemat she yoyser kasha hu hanikias b'midas, imasha hu b'maisim. And kemat, I don't know what he means, kemat. I don't know what kemat means. And almost, like it's kemat, is it or isn't it?
It's almost.
It's almost, but it's not?
Yeah. No, but...
What is that?
It's not done, it's not. No, I'm saying kemat. I'm saying, aren't the mitzvahs...
Anybody have a Zil Shem and Farshim here?
He says, yeah.
Yeah? Where are we?
Kemat, Yisri Kasha, Kishmi.
Nirisha Hakavana.
Almost more
important. Okay, so Yoni's Bezil Sisharim says, Nirisha Hakavana Vikoroi Vloimer. Like, I cannot, like, I'm ready to say. I'm ready to say, Shayyasir Kasha. And then he has a Kasha on it, whoever this is. Who is it? He has a Kasha on it. Why is he ready to say? Why doesn't he just go ahead and say it? L'chair, it's pasha that what he's saying is true.
So Hashem commanded us to do specific mitzvahs and to do them properly. I'm saying, if we had good mitzvahs but we weren't doing the mitzvahs properly, so then what would you say was more important? That he has good mitzvahs.
He's not talking about what's more important.
More difficult.
Oh, kasha. I thought it was difficult in...
Well, kemat sheyeser kasha hu hanekiyas b'midas imashu b'maisim. So according to Yoni's Bezil Sisharim, it's karoy v'loimar. He's almost ready to say that nikias in midas is more difficult than nikias in maisim. I think mistam of the chat is that there's a certain kaishi in nikias in maisim because there's so many pratim, and as Yochanan pointed out, they're also an outcome of the midas, the way the types of pratim that are easy for a person to attend to and the types of pratim that are difficult, you find on people being a lot more machmer what type of matzah they use on Pesach and what types of things they decide are a tayelos to be matzah lashon hara. You know, depending on people's midas, different types of pratim and nikios become more difficult, more of a challenge. So it could be because there's so many different pratim and mitzvahs, and because there's so much to learn, and there's so much to stay clear of, it could be that in that aspect, in maisim, it's more difficult. In the aspect that he's about to say, that he'll explain, midas is more difficult. To weigh which one makes it more difficult, I don't even know if the Bezil Sisharim thinks that that's important to do. The main thing is he's trying to point out that there's a unique kaishi in the chaos in midas that doesn't exist in maisim. Why? Zakhtim Silas Yisharim. Ki hateva poyel b'midais yoyser mimashehu poyel b'maisim. Because teva is poyel in midas. The nature of a person, the personality of a person, his poyel operates to affect and to change a person's midas more than it affects his maisim. Now that's not to say, Yochanan, that it doesn't affect his maisim. Avada, a person's teva, and avada, a person's midas affect his maisim. But to be, in other words, like this, there's such a thing as hilchos lashon hara. So let's say my teva is such that because I'm of a low self-esteem, it's really important for me to say bad things about other people. So that teva makes it difficult for me to be zayir in hilchos lashon hara. And it makes me a person who's mevaza other people, who looks down on other people, and who has this full sense of gaiva. Let's say that's what my teva does to me. So now, in a certain sense, it's easier for me to stop speaking Lashon Hara than it is to change that Teva of Gaiva. Because all I have to do is open a Chafetz Chaim, and I could say, I'm going to do what he says. And even if it's hard for me, I'm going to do it anyway, because that's what he says. I can, to a certain extent, maybe not 100%, but almost 100%, the person can dictate his Maisim to himself. But to dictate your Teva, your Midas, that's a very hard thing. I'm not going to be about Gaiva. It says not to be about Gaiva, so I'm not. You could say, I'm not going to eat treif. It says don't eat treif, so I'm not going to do it. And you could not do it. But to not be something, to not have a certain midah, it doesn't go, there's no on and off switch like that. Even ad kama that there is one by maisim, not always is there one by maisim, but ad kama that by maisim is such a thing as, it's an action. It says that I should get up on time for Kriya Shema. That's what it says. I don't want to. It's hard for me. My teva. But if that's what it says, that's the action that I'm going to do. But to change my teva that I'm a lazy person, that I can't do so easily. Because even if I force myself to get up, I still have the midah of atzlus. I'm going against that midah now. But to change my midahs, to develop my midas, to be kaivish my midas, that's a very hard thing. Ki hateva poyel b'midas, yoysi mashu poyel b'maisim, yan hamezeg v'hatchuna, because a person's personality, hamezeg is the mixture of different midas that exist. Mizug is to mix. Hamezeg, each person has a different mezeg, in other words, there's no two people that are identical, because if you take all the different types of personalities that there are, and there's many different types, each person has a different amount of each ingredient. That's why no two people are the same.
What's yan?
Yan means because. The hatchuna is also a person's nature. Heim oy mesayim oy mesnagdim gedolim lem. They're either a big help or a big hisnagdus to midas, to change midas. V'chol milchama shehi neged netiyas hateva. Any milchama that goes against the weird my teva pushes me. Milchama chazoka hi, it's a very, very difficult battle. This is what Chazal explained. A zehu gibor, who's a gibor? Hakoyvesh is Yitzray, someone who conquers his Yitzray. Any milchama that comes up against the netiya, the direction, the place that a person's teva is drawn to. Every person's teva is drawn to a certain set of midas. And sometimes those midas are not right. And therefore a person sometimes has to go against his teva in order to change his midas. So I want to talk about that for a few minutes. Explain what that means. Because it's possible for a person to make a tremendous mistake and understand this in an oversimplified, childish manner, and he has a completely the wrong idea of Avodah. And what he ends up doing is not just that he oversimplifies Avodah Hashem, which is in itself a crime, but what he ends up doing, if a person takes these words and oversimplifies them, is that he ends up taking the kelim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him to serve him and destroying them. That's what ends up happening. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave each person kelim to serve him, and if a person doesn't know how to understand these words in the Sil Tisharim, a person will end up with all his kelim and all his weapons and all his kaychas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him distorted and destroyed. And that would be a terrible thing. Sending a soldier into battle without a gun. Let me ask you a kasha. We say in Rosh Hashanah, you remember there's a yantif called Rosh Hashanah? A long time ago? Rosh Hashanah there's something called, I'll remind you, there's something called Malchi Zichronis and Shaifras. And Zichronis, a psukim that we say, they have to do with Zikaron. And each one ends with a bracha. And if you open up a Rosh Hashanah machzor, if you can find one around here, you'll probably find one. If you open up a Rosh Hashanah machzor, you'll see that in the bracha that ends Zichronis, we ask Hashem to please remember Avram Avinu, Shekovash es Rachamov, who conquered his Rachmanis. Lasos Ritzoincha Belevov Shalem, to do your will with a whole heart. People ask, we live in a generation of suicide bombers, and people ask, it's a very common question, people ask, what's the difference between a suicide bomber and a Akedas Yitzchak? What's the difference between the two? And the difference lies in this line. Avraham Avinu has tremendous rachmanis for his son. What does it mean? What's operating over here? What does it mean that he was Kavash es Rachamov? He conquered his rachmanis to do the Ratzon Hashem B'Lev Shalom. So I thought the Pashtus Shekovashes Rachamov means he didn't pay any attention to his Rachmanis. He ignored his Rachmanis. He conquered it. Even though his Rachmanis was saying, no, don't do that to your son, that's your son, don't do that. Even though that's what his Rachmanis was saying, but he conquered it and he didn't listen and he brought Yitzchak up to the Akedah anyway. I think that's the Pashtus Shat that we understand. Shekovash es Rachamov. He conquered his Rachmanis. The problem is that it's impossible that he did it with Lev of Shalim. If it means that he ignored, didn't pay attention to the part of him that's a Rachamon, so then he didn't do it with Lev of Shalim, because the part of his Lev that was a Rachamon was not being bringing Yitzchak onto the Akedah. The way I'm describing, that's a suicide bomber. Even though they love their children, or even though they love themselves, they don't pay any attention to that, to the greater, what they think is good, and they get themselves killed. That's a suicide bomber. That's not Avraham Avinu. That's not Kovashis Rachamov. Kovashis, to conquer, means to take over. When an army takes over an enemy tank, they don't just destroy it, they use it. They use it, they take over, they dominate, they take over. The Gra says in Mishlei, the Gemara says, Toiv Erech Apayim Megibor. Someone who doesn't get angry is better than a Gibor. Umoishel Baruchayim, somebody who can hold back his Tivus, is better Miloicheid Ir than someone who conquers a city. I'm not going to get into exactly the differences that the Gra explains between controlling one's anger and controlling one's Tivus, but just the Gra over there explains that it's a greater victory to conquer a city that should be operating under your jurisdiction than to demolish a city. We said this much, the United States would have gone into Baghdad and left a decimated city. That's not as big a victory as being able to take over the government in a productive city. Because then the conquering nation has a productive city under its belt, instead of just a wasteland. Shekovash es Rachamov means that Avraham Avinu was able to tap in to those koichas of Rachmanis that were in them and get those koichas to be on his side. That every single part of him, even the part of him that was sympathetic and felt Rachmanis to his children, also understood that it's Toiv, that the Rabbanu Shalom, everything that the Rabbanu Shalom asks is L'Toiv. That even that part of him also wanted to serve the Rabbanu Shalom. Not that he conquered it, he knocked it aside, he squashed it and he destroyed it. No! That's a suicide bomber. And it's not a Mahalach HaChaim. He was Kovash Es Rachamov means that now his Rachamim was also bringing Yitzchak up to the Akedah. Now his Rachamim understood, oh, I have Rachmanis on my son. But the greatest Rachmanis is to do the Ratzon Hashem. That's the greatest thing for my son. And he actually was able to be Mechaven his Rachmanis to do the Akedah. That's a godless. That's beyond comprehension, that type of godless. Beyond comprehension, that type of godless. What?
The definition is Rachmanis.
What do you mean? That is Rachmanis. He knows that he's doing what's 1,000% the best for his son. That's Rachmanis.
I guess you say that Shad is, Rish Bafu is the ultimate Rachmanis. Rish Bafu is going to do it.
Okay.
He's the ultimate Rachmanis, that's not real Rachmanis.
Okay, so then I'll goof it. So then it's evaporating, but then that means that his avodah was that he took whatever parts of Rachmanis are not the Ratzon Hashem, and he got rid of them. They were non-existent because he was miyashiv them, because he explained to them that that's not Rachmanis. Yochanan's right. Maybe a person has this instinctive Rachmanis to his children, and he doesn't want to kill them. So then he explains to himself. He has like a revolverize. He has a matzah umatin with himself, and he says, "One second, am I being a bigger Rachman than the Rabbanu Shalom? That can't be. The Rabbanu Shalom is the greatest Rachman. That must not be real Rachmanis." And he evaporates it. But it doesn't mean to just push it aside. That's grub. That's not what works. And then after that, then it makes sense. Shekovash es Rachamov, lasayis ritzayincha b'leivav shalem, with a full heart, with every nekuda and every netiya and every emotion and every thought and every understanding of his avodah Hashem was all together. Leivav shalem was bringing Yitzchak up to the Akedah, because he was completely miyashiv it to himself, completely. Without misgivings. I'm not gonna do that now. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a person a certain personality, a certain teva. And that teva lends itself to certain midas. That's what we're reading now in Mesillas Yesharim. That teva lends itself to certain midas. And being that changing certain midas seems to go against the person's teva, Mesillas Yesharim says that's a very, very difficult thing, perhaps even more difficult than Nekiyas B'maisim. And that's what Chazal said, Zehu Gibor HaKoyvesh Es Yitzrei. The milchama chazaka here does not mean brute strength. That's not the milchama chazaka. We live in a generation that we can understand wars are not won on brute strength. Wars are won with sophistication, with intelligence, with creativity. That's what wins wars. Not brute strength. A person is given a certain teva. And midas come out of that teva that maybe aren't the midas that the Rebbeinu Shlomo wants. So what does a person do? A person has to find ways to be miyashev it to himself, to understand it. That's limud ha-musar, to understand why certain midas are not right. And then it's easier for the teva to leave go of them, to understand why it's not a good expression of my teva. Just push it to understand it. The work of Musar. The work of Musar is not screaming and yelling and just saying, it's bad, it's bad, it's bad, Gehenim, Gehenim, Gehenim. No, the work of Musar, and this is the Balei Musar, this is not me talking. The Balei Musar say, the work of Musar is, Gaiva is a bad Mida, Kas is a bad Mida, and so on and so forth, the Axlos is a bad Mida. What's so bad about it? Why, to appreciate what's so bad about it? Zrizus is a good Mida, Simcha is a good Mida. Emuna is a important madrega. What's so good about it? To understand what's so good about it. What are the mechanics of real simcha? How does real simcha operate? How does a person reach real simcha? Not by pushing. That's not what it means. Hakoyvesh es yitzrei. Hakoyvesh es yitzrei. You use it as a muscle for the way war works in this manenu. It's the guy sitting by the computer that wins the war. The guy who has the smarter computer program that wins the war. This manenu. We've seen so clearly. It's not a question of numbers, and it's not a question of strength. Ezel Gibor HaKoyvesh Es Yitzrei, the Melchama Chazaka here, is that it demands all of a person's effort and concentration and creativity to learn how to protect his teva, to develop his teva, to satisfy his teva, while at the same time developing a set of midas to be proud of, that the Rebbeinu Shlomo would be proud of. That's a very hard Melchama. But it's not a Melchama of, you know, Kass is bad, so if I get angry, I'm just going to absolutely destroy myself with self-criticism. It's not the way it works. It's Kass is angry, let me try to understand what's so... Kass is bad, let me try to understand what's so bad about it, so it should be easier for me to keep away from it. Let me try to think about what's making me so angry. Maybe there's other ways that I can attend to those issues. Maybe there's something else. Maybe underneath the Kass is a very stark, low self-esteem, that when people seem to be stepping on my domain, I get very nervous. And if it's a very, very, and if I'm feeling very low about myself, why am I feeling low about myself? Maybe what I really need to be learning here is how chashuv I am. Just imagine that. Maybe in order to stop getting angry, I need to start appreciating myself. And if I would just appreciate my own inherent chashivas, that I'm a chashuv person because HaKadosh Baruch Hu created me, and there's a tafkish for me in this world, then I'll feel comfortable with myself. And if I feel comfortable with myself, then if someone knocks me around, I'm not going to get so angry because I'm comfortable with myself. Do you understand how that's the milchama chazaka, to be able to try to figure these things out? To try to understand what's really the root of this mida. Reb Volbl's Meirich to explain, sometimes we could find the wrong root of a mida and work on it the wrong way. He says there, he describes how, you know, someone who's maybe a shy person, a timid person, a quiet person, decides that the right thing is for him to do tainis dibers. Now that's ritzicha for him to do. It's ritzicha, even though maybe he says, I'm a quiet person anyway, it's really easy for me to just keep quiet. It's ritzicha for him, because he should be working on developing himself and learning how to connect with people and not being a loner. We're not a nation of loners. We're a raven zeloze. And so on and so forth. So we have to read the Mesillas Yesharim with maturity. Chol milchama shehi neged netiyas hateva, or milchama that's neged netiyas hateva, doesn't mean that I try to change my teva, that I try to wage war against my teva. It means that since the milchama is against where my teva is pointing, I have to learn how to handle that properly. I have to learn how to handle it. And it's very, very hard. It's very, very, very hard for a person to really figure out his teva, his midas, what's at the root of his personality, and all these things. These are very, very difficult things. Very, very difficult. Sometimes a person can reach wrong conclusions. It's a very difficult thing. But one thing is for sure, and this is Shavu Lakol, is that the goal of learning Musar, the way Rabbi Yisrael Salanter explained Musar, the way the Alter von Kelman, the Alter von Slabatka, and the Alter von Avardik, and all the Bali Musar brought out Musar down and down and down until this generation, is not about, people get the wrong idea. I'll tell you where the wrong idea comes from, because there's such a thing as learning Musar being a spilus. We'll talk about that one time, what that accomplishes, but there's such a thing called learning Torah b'Spilus, and in the yeshivas they used to do that, they would take a mimer in themselves, Yisharim, they would take a Ezeu Gibor HaKadosh Es Yitzray, and they would close their eyes, and they would chuckle, and they would sing again and again, Ezeu Gibor HaKadosh Es Yitzray, Ezeu Gibor HaKadosh Es Yitzray, and again and again and again for a half hour, they would sing and scream and talk and say and encourage themselves in their own world, and hope that in that way it penetrates very deeply. And that what that turned into is a tremendous misconception. That turned into people thinking that the way that you're supposed to convince yourself that Ezeu Gibor HaKadosh Es Yitzray is that if you scream it at yourself enough times, then you'll get the message. But that's not what they were doing. What they were doing, and if you open the Alei Shor Chelek Sheni, you'll see it says a Mefurish over there. What they were doing when they were doing again and again, Ezeu Gibor HaKadosh Es Yitzray, is they were thinking about the words. They were tasting the words. They were trying to understand the words. They were trying to understand why is it true, and to have a feel for it, and to open their minds and hearts to it. It wasn't screaming at themselves, but it was creating an open mind and an open heart that could be Mekabalit Gishmak, this Maimer Chazal, whatever Maimer Chazal it was, that it could become part of me, that could embed itself deeply into me. That's what they were doing at that time. What that turned into is that the Veld thinks that sometimes that if I scream very, very loud, or if I sing for a very, very long time about a certain Mida, so then it's going to help me change that Mida. And that's not. It could be it helps. It could be it's a good thing to do. I'm not taking sides on the issue, but it's not the main work. The main work is up here. The main work is in a person's head. The main work is in a person's seichel. If it says Ezeu Gibor HaKadosh Es Yitzray, a person has to stop and say, 1 second. A Gibor is a Kadosh Es Yitzray? 1 second. I thought a Gibor is a very, very strong person. That's what I thought. A Gibor is someone who could pick up very, very heavy things, or could win a boxing match or a wrestling match. I thought that's a Gibor. Someone who could win a war maybe is a Gibor. Someone who could beat someone up is a Gibor. That's what I thought a Gibor is. You mean to tell me that a Gibor is someone who's Kavish Es Yitzray? Why, some of the smallest, littlest people that I know are Kavish the Yitzray better than me. I must have the wrong idea of what a Gibor is. I have to think about that. Why is it? Why is it that a Kavish Es Yitzray is a bigger Gibor? Maybe it's harder, and just start thinking. It must be harder to be Kavish Es Yitzray than it is to beat someone up. This is I'm just giving you an example of a Musar Dikam Halacha Machshava. It must be that for me to meet a big, tall, heavy guy in the street, and for me to be able to take him down, is easier than being Kavish my Yetzer. Wow, Yetzer must be very powerful. That is the sign of Gevura. And a person gets that Ema, wow, the Yetzer must not be very powerful. And if that's what Gevura is, and maybe I should refocus myself, maybe I'm putting too much admiration in outward forms of Gevura, maybe I'm not admiring enough true Gevura, if that's where real Gevura is, and so on, and so on, and so on, and so on. And the mashal stays, by the way, that I said. The little guy who could beat up a big guy that he meets in the street is because he has the techniques to do it. It's not because he's stronger in brute strength, it's because he has the techniques to do it. He knows how to do it. He knows the weak points. He knows how to do it. And the same thing is true when we come up against our Yetzirah. Ezeu Gibor HaKadosh Es Yitzray, 1 second, the Yetzirah is very, very, very strong. How am I going to go at the Yetzirah? He's very strong. I have to discover his weak points. I have to discover where my Yetzirah gives me Makim Chalois. I know that my Yetzirah is very, very weak after I learn a Geshmak HaSugya. That's my Yetzirah is at its weakest. I have to learn more Geshmak HaSugyas. I know that when I'm in a good mood, my Yetzirah is weaker than when I'm in a bad mood. I have to try to be in a good mood. How do I stay in a good mood? Well, I have to figure out what makes me into a bad mood. When I'm very tired, I'm in a bad mood. Oh, so 1 second. So being part of, for me, being a Gibor is to go to sleep on time. Because when I'm tired, I'm in a bad mood. And when I'm in a bad mood, I'm susceptible to fall to my Yetzirah. So I have to go to sleep on time. I'm just showing you, again, how, and the whole time you can be telling yourself, Ezeo Gibor, HaKoivish is Yitzri. But it's real thoughts. See, I was just sitting here talking, just one thing to the next. And I reached the Maskana. 1 second. Maybe for some people, many people have the teva that when they're tired, they're more irritable. And many people have the teva when they're irritable, they're more prone to hate. So maybe it's a mitzvah to sleep enough. Maybe. Maybe when I'm around certain company, it brings out certain bad midas in me. Maybe I should try to develop certain friendships. But do I have any other friends? Oh yeah, there's this one guy that keeps trying to be friendly with me. I haven't been paying much attention. I'm going to start paying more attention, so I should develop the right types of friends. I'll invite him to my house for over Ben Hasbara. I'll go somewhere with him. We'll go bowling together. I'll develop a cash with him because he's the type of person that's good for me to be around. This is all the Musr. This is Musr. Ezeo Gibor HaKadosh Yisrael. It's not attacking and assaulting myself. It's figuring out. I'm finding my Yetzirah's weak spots. When I eat in certain places, when I go to certain places, I find myself more, certain places more, and certain places less, more with a cheshek to leave that place with a cheshek to learn. I'm going to try to focus on those places and not on those places, and so on and so on and so on. When I listen to certain kinds of music, some people have told me, when I listen to certain types of music, people are sensitive to music, it puts me into certain types of moods. And those moods lead me more to, when I read certain types of things, even if they're not technically Aser, but just that I'm reading those types of things, that gives the Yetzer a way to pull me in. Maybe I should just try to keep away from those things and read other. But if I keep away from those things, I'm not going to be able to hold up. 1 second. I'm just thinking now. I'm not going to be able to hold up because I go crazy. I need to read something. Oh, you know, maybe I'll start buying. I'll get a subscription to the Jewish Observer, and then I'll always have something to read around. And it'll be an interesting kosher thing. So when I have my time to read, I'll have something to read. You know, there's Jewish novels out there. They're not as good as the Goyish novels. But Lemaisa, they're not ma'ir, those negative feelings. The Goyish ones are ma'ir. Maybe I should make sure to have a stash of Jewish novels, so when I really, my taiva to read really becomes strong, I have something to read. Etc., 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 on and on and on. When I wear certain kinds of clothing, I walk a certain kind of way. Something to think about. Something to think about. And v'chulu, v'chulu, v'chulu. When I go out, I find that it's very difficult for me to be omer in my Yetzirah. What should I do about that? Should I not go out? No. I can't stay a hermit. I have to be able to go out. Maybe I should try for the time being to always go out with friends. I'm embarrassed if there's something wrong in front of my friends. I'll try to go out with my friends. That's a good idea. What's a Seder? That's what's a Seder. Ezeo Gibor HaKadosh Yisrael, that's Gevura. Finding the weak spots, working it out. That's Musr. Not, I'm going to work on it, I'm going to work on it, I'm going to work on it, until you work yourself up to a frenzy, and it was just peters out after a while. Now the excitement, and the emotion, and singing it, and hearing a schmooze about it, and everything, they're good. They're good, but they're not what helps. They're good on Sunday, but it doesn't help for Monday. What helps for Monday is the analysis, is the thinking. Thinking is the understanding, a new understanding, wow, a new understanding. I remember a year and a half ago, I was very excited. Just give you another example of thinking. I was very excited in Parshas Shemos. Because it says in Parshas Shemos that Moshe Rabbeinu, when he was about to kill the Mitzri, says, Vayifen koi v'choi, he turned this way and this way, Vayar ki ein ish, and he saw that there was no man, and he killed him. Zokt Rashi. Vayifen koi v'choi means that he looked at all his generations to come. With his great Kedusha, Moshe Rabbeinu was able to see into the future, and he saw in this person that in all the generations to come, there's not going to be a single Yid that's going to come out of this person. Not a single one of his descendants will be Magaya. That's the type of low-quality nefesh this guy had. So Moshe killed him. I was very nisragish from that. Why? Why? If you don't think, you don't know why. But if you stop and you think, that's what Musar is about. Listen, 1 second. This guy, let's say, would have 5 children in the next 20 years. And then about 30 years after that, his 5 children would have 5 children. So now we're talking about 150 descendants. Another 30 years later, we're talking about 200 descendants. Very, very short while later. Very short, you're talking about thousands of descendants, tens of thousands of descendants, hundreds of thousands of descendants. And if one of them would be a Yid, it's not worth killing him. You see how special a yid is? You see how special? You have to think about the Rashi for a minute. If one yid out of 100,000 goyim, 100,000 mitzri goyim, one of them will be a yid, it's not worth killing him. A yid is too valuable. Wow, a yid is chashuv. And it doesn't say that he saw that no Rosh Hashiva is going to come out from him. It doesn't say he saw that no Rebbe is going to come out from him. He saw that no yid is going to come out from him. Any yid, a pashut a yid, would have been enough to stop this whole plan. Wow, a pashut a yid. It's so chashuv. You have to think. That's where Musar is. The spilus, the excitement comes from thinking. It doesn't come from screaming. Let's understand when we see Kovish as Yisrael, let's think about intelligence, creativity, consistency, instead of just thinking about what the Velt might call fanaticism, which when it's without seichel and without creativity and without thought, it could be fanaticism. I once had, and I'll end with this, I once was in a place where someone spoke, the person was a Baal Tshuva, and he spoke, and he said that many people call him, you know, because he comes from an Afrom background, many people call him a fanatic. And Bechlal, people call from people fanatics. And he says he's very happy when someone calls him a fanatic. We are fanatics, we're extremists. That's what he said. I didn't like that. I was very turned off from that. Maybe he doesn't know English. I mean, he's actually a graduate of Harvard, the guy. So I'm not sure if I can say that. But maybe he doesn't know English. But the way, if you know what the word fanaticism means, it's even against logic. Even against all seichel and logic. Not against. It's disregarding all seichel and logic. That's what fanaticism implies, no? Disregarding it. I don't want to hear about it. I just want to do this. I don't want to hear about it. That's not Yiddishkeit. That's not Yiddishkeit. We understand that there's a seichel of the Torah that's higher than the seichel of people. We understand that the Rebbeinu Shlomo has reasons for things that we can't comprehend. And if that's what a fanatic means, then maybe we are. But we care about Svara. We care about seichel. We care about balance. The Rambam is talking about balance. We care about balance. We care about Drachei Darchei Noyam. The Cholmus Vivosei of Shalom. Toyeres Hashem Tibima Meshivas Nafesh. Does Meshivas Nafesh sound like fanaticism? Do the words fit together? Does it fit together? Meshivas Nafesh, Machkimas Pesi, Mesamchei Lev. Does that sound like fanaticism? No. What we have is something much, much, much more Eloi, much higher, much more Reimimusdik than fanaticism. We have a higher way of thinking. That's not fanaticism. We have a higher set of priorities, of goals. Someone doesn't understand it. They can think it's fanaticism, but that's not what it is. HaKovish is Yisrael. It's not running, roaring. That's not what it is. HaKovish is Yisrael. It's thought out. Step by step. Little by little. Understanding my personality. What my strengths are. What my weaknesses are. That's Kovish is Yisrael. That's a real Kovish. And you find someone who was Matzliach to grow up. To be a real through and through Ben Torah. A real through and through Ben Torah. Through and through. For a long time, not for a month at a time or a year at a time, for 10, 20, 30 years, and you'll find someone who translates Kovish as Yisrael, like I'm telling you now.